Call is now being recorded.
Hey everyone, Amy Wood here. I have Elizabeth Sims on the line. She's with the Tupelo Honey Restaurant out of Asheville that is expanding and growing. Their fourth restaurant announced today is going to be coming to Greenville, right downtown. So tell us, Elizabeth, where are we going to be seeing this restaurant? What's it going to look like?
Well, I mean, we are so excited about coming to the Upstate. Let me just say that, because we have an enormous fan base in the Upstate, and we've had lots of folks say, please open a restaurant. So we saw an opportunity in downtown Greenville at the One Project, which is at Maine and Washington, and we're going to be right adjacent to Anthropology in that building on the ground floor, which is dangerous for me, I will say, but... Yeah, no, we're very excited about it. We're hoping to open in May.
And this will be a big grand opening with lots of jobs being created. I was amazed. We talked earlier today, 90 jobs or so coming, many of them full-time, right?
90 jobs, around 65 or so of them full-time. And that makes us very happy. I mean, that's one of the things that we love about expanding a little bit, because the jobs are a good thing.
And in terms of what people will need to apply, how can people get information? Obviously, you know, when you hear about jobs coming, people get very interested.
Sure. Well, you know, it'll be a little while before we open the doors for applications, but I would advise people to look at our Facebook page if they have Facebook access. And follow us there. We just launched our Greenville page today. And also look at our website, which is tupelohoneycafe.com. We will have a job fair in the spring, probably early April, late March, where we'll be posting jobs and asking people to come in and apply.
And when it comes to the restaurant and the expansion that's going on, you've already got two locations in Asheville. You just opened one in Knoxville, and now Greenville will be next, and you're not done.
No, we have another one in Johnson City, Tennessee, in the fall of next year, in an historic old train station. So we're pretty flexible. You know, I kind of think that the fun, creative energy that is Tupelo, both our food and our environment, translates really well into both old and new structures. Mm-hmm. And the Greenville location is great because it's new construction, and so it's easy for us to move in and have it be up and running versus like Knoxville, for example, which is a 100-year-old building, and then the depot in Johnson City, which is also very old, requires a little more time to upfit it.
Right, and I think people were pretty surprised when they heard, wow, they're going to be up and going in May. So this is going to happen fast. And, again, people can sketch it, I guess, on your Facebook, and we'll look forward to testing it out. If you haven't already been to Asheville, no longer needing to drive there, pretty soon you'll be able to just enjoy it right here in the Upstate.
Absolutely. We look forward to being a part of the community.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Amy.